Hello once again, everyone. I'm Tom Stever with Brownfield Ag News for America. We're at the 2018 edition of Commodity Classic in Anaheim, and pleased to join you here at the American Soybean Association booth. Once again, this time we'll be talking about the Soil Health Partnership, an initiative from the National Corn Growers Association, but also serving farmers and educating farmers in facets of agriculture to improve soil health. And I have with me one of the participants in the Soil Health Partnership is Roger Zylstra from Iowa. Also from Iowa is Jacob Ness, who is with the program. I'm going to start, Jacob, with you. Tell me what you do.
So I'm a field manager for the Soil Health Partnership in Western Iowa and Nebraska, and I work on a daily basis with our growers, just help guide them through different decisions that they make with our research plot and adopting cover crops, no-till, different soil health practices, and just be the number one contact with the growers.
In that position, you said you're in Western Iowa and Nebraska.
Yep.
How many cooperators do you have in that area?
I have 16 growers that I work with, okay. But we work as a team, so it changes from day to day.
Is Roger one of them?
Roger is not, but I have worked with him in the past at his field days.
We're going to learn more about that. Roger Zylstra from?
Linville, Iowa.
From Linville. And we've talked before, Roger, but tell me just exactly how you got involved and what you do to be a cooperator with the Soil Health Partnership.
Well, I got involved about 4 years ago. It was through the National Corn Growers and my position on the Stewardship Action Team that I really found out about this. The reason that I thought it was a good idea is because we'd been doing no-till for a long time on our farm, but we weren't really seeing the soil improvements that we hoped that we would see from that no-till. And I think that soil health is the next critical step that we need to focus on. So by being involved using cover crops and more precise nutrient timing, we think that we can actually increase our productivity of our soils by increasing its health.
You were doing no-till before this, but you say the Soil Health Partnership helped you take that a step further. So what are some of the practices that you're doing now to improve soil health?
Well, the main practice is, the fall cover crops. We've been doing that for a couple of years now. We typically are seeding rye or a rye-oats mixture in the fall and directly after harvest, getting that growth on our fields. In Iowa, of course, we get some really cold winters, and it doesn't look like there's much out there, but in the spring, it greens right back up. And we know that that's holding the nutrients in the soil, but also protecting from erosion.
Talk to me, Jacob, about how you supervise this and what your role is in all of this.
Well, my role is more in the guidance area. So the farmers that participate in the partnership make all the decisions. So I just work with farmers like Roger, and if he wants to try cover crop, we go over the options, basically work as his agronomist. That way we have something that's truly impactful for the farmer in that they have a hand in what they're doing.
Do you notice kind of a commonality in what improvements happen through the 18 people that you're helping with?
Our growers are in different stages from being in the partnership, 4+ years to just starting out this summer. So it really changes a lot from farmer to farmer. But some of the early stuff that we're seeing is more workable days out in the field in spring and the fall. They're seeing better moisture retention out in the field, impacts with drought conditions. Cover crop and no-till are helping out with that. And then from a data side, we're starting to see the aggregate stability start show up. But one thing we aren't seeing is a yield drag from these practices, which is really, really great to see.
So Roger, tell me, how does this affect yield?
Well, I'll just talk about that soil health field last year. And last year I had about 17 inches of rain from planting to harvest, which we're kind of in part of that drought area that is worse south in Iowa than it is in our area. But we still had exceptional yields. And the difference between the strips in the field that did not have the fall cover crop and the strips that did was less than a bushel to the acre. So it's not impacting our yields, but we can see the benefits from better infiltration and just better tilth of the soil.
I talked to growers who got in this partly to see if they could get an increase in organic matter in soils. What have you seen in that regard?
Well, being that this is just really our fourth year in the program, we're not seeing very much, but we know that changing organic matter is a long-term process. And we know that the way we've treated our soils in the past, we have to improve that if we're going to maintain those soils and improve their health so that what we leave is better than what we started with. Yeah.
Jacob, I know that some farmers are motivated too by just the amount of testing that can take place, so you can measure these results. What goes into measurements of these results?
We collect an awful lot of data.
Yeah.
We do soil samples, regular nutrient analysis every year, and that pulls in organic matter and different nutrients. But we do soil health every other year, which is fairly intensive, and if we had one of our soil samples up here, they'd tell us how much fun that is out in the field. But then on the other side, we pull a lot of economic data, and we call it that, we call it other things, but the interesting thing is that there's no dollars and cents in it. It's what practices are the farmer doing, what equipment they use, so we're gathering a lot of this data that we can pull out the local aspects of it so it's relevant across the whole partnership. And that's one thing that we need to do is, since we're covering 12 states, we've got to all be on the same page.
Sure. The amount of data that's available to a farmer, is that usable for a farmer? In other words, is that motivation enough for a farmer to get involved?
It depends on the farmer. Some farmers are very interested in seeing the data aspect of it, whereas others, they're interested in it, but the data isn't what drives them, but they're really interested in learning. They're going for the same goal, they're just not as interested in the data because it can be a lot of numbers and a lot to look at.
Yeah. In the time we have left, Roger, what's in the future for you as far as Soil Health Partnership is concerned?
The program is almost 10 years in length, I believe, so we hope that at that point in time that we will have some documentation that what we're doing will be economically viable. For us, it's already influenced us to the point where the rest of our acres do get cover crops, and we're just convinced that this is the next thing that we need to be getting a handle on, specifically in Iowa and some of our other Midwestern states with the water quality issues and those that we face. This is going to help us meet the public expectations to be stewards of our soil.
I want to thank farmer Roger Zylstra from Iowa and also one of the Soil Health Partnership supervisors on this, Jacob Ness, also from the western part of Iowa, who supervises in Iowa and in Nebraska. I want to thank them for being with us to explain what the Soil Health Partnership is doing. I'm Tom Stever on Brown Field.